In this bulletin, Australians urged to stay vigilant amid an increased bushfire threat. A full investigation promised after a deadly plane crash in Kazakhstan. And victory for Comanche in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race. With the latest SBS News, I'm Ben Maddock. Natural Disaster and Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud has urged Australians to be prepared for the increased fire danger over the next couple of days. A total fire ban has been declared in three regions of New South Wales, including the Southern Ranges, Southern Slopes and Manara Alpine areas. Meanwhile in South Australia, Country Fire Service crews will be placed strategically around the Adelaide Hills fireground as weather conditions deteriorate over the next 3 days. Minister Littleproud says it is important that people avoid taking risks that could endanger the lives of others.
We've already seen two of their brothers have lost their lives and there's been another 8 Australian civilians that have lost their lives from these fires. These are very serious fires and we need to treat them that way, and I just call on the Australian public to please back our firefighters, have your plan. And if they ask you to do something, just do it. Please just do it. It's so important for them, their safety. They're putting their lives on the line for you.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese has repeated his call for the Prime Minister to act quickly to ensure volunteer firefighters get financial support to cover any loss in income. Defence Minister Lena Reynolds says the federal government is due to imminently announce more measures to support firefighters. Mr. Albanese says the delay is just not good enough.
The Prime Minister should make an announcement, if he's going to make it, immediately. People are really doing it tough. I've met firefighters who have been in the field working 9 days in 10 since September with no income. I've met firefighters who have taken out loans to pay for the essentials of life. They're really struggling.
People are being warned about the risk of high-dose ecstasy pills ahead of New Year's Eve. Light blue pills with up to triple the common dose of ecstasy have been seized by authorities. The pills are shaped like Lego blocks. New South Wales Health says consumption of the pills with alcohol or other drugs, in addition to the heat, can increase a level of life-threatening toxicity. Festival goers are being encouraged by the New South Wales government to discard illegal drugs, without fear of prosecution or penalty, into new drug amnesty bins being debuted at New Year's Eve festivals next week. Kazakhstan's government has promised a full investigation into a plane crash that killed 12 people. Almost 100 people were on board the plane when it crashed near Almaty Airport in Kazakhstan, injuring 66 people. The cause of the crash is still unknown. Kazakhstan's Deputy Prime Minister Roman Skylar says authorities are looking at 2 possible scenarios.
We can say preliminary findings have shown the aircraft touched the runway with its tail twice. A technical investigation that's being led by the Interstate Aviation Committee will be establishing whether this was pilot error or technical issues.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has celebrated what he calls a huge victory in primary elections. He easily defeated former Cabinet Prime Minister and ally Gideon Saar in a Likud party primary held on Thursday. Official results showed Netanyahu had 72% of the vote, compared to 28% for Saar. Mr. Netanyahu called it a huge win and pledged to emerge victorious in the March 2 general election.
This is the time to unite, to bring a sweeping victory to the Likud and the right. Most of the people support the right, and most of the people support me to lead the government. The final decision in the primaries, the final and sweeping primaries decision, was a huge expression of trust in my way, in our way.
Tropical cyclone Sarai is heading for Tonga after tearing through Fiji. Nearly 2,000 people have been forced to flee their homes as the cyclone brought heavy rain and destructive winds. Packing wind gusts up to 140 kilometres per hour, Sarai has brought down trees and cut power supplies while stranding thousands of holidaymakers. New Zealander Melanie Shepherd has described the scene as scary, saying the howling wind and flying tree debris has forced a tourist resort she is staying in to go on lockdown. To sport, and the crew on the super maxi yacht Comanche are celebrating winning the 75th Sydney to Hobart, crossing the finish line just after 7:30 a.m. on Saturday. The vessel has claimed line honours in the race for the third time. Skipper Jim Cooney says the crew made the most of strong overnight winds to take lead position.
That's by virtue of what Comanche does best. That was, fast reaching and good wind conditions. It was a pretty comfortable seaway. It's just the same conditions everybody else had, but that's what Comanche was built for. It's a massively powerful righting moment, and so we can carry a huge sail area, and it's pretty hard to beat Comanche in a straight line in conditions like that. So really it was, you know, that's where she excels, and we know she's a bit slow when the wind goes light, so that's the challenging part for her.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and a top of 27. Adelaide, very hot and mostly sunny, 38. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 29. Hobart, partly cloudy and 26. Canberra, possible morning smoke haze and 35. Wollongong, mostly sunny and 31. Similar conditions for Sydney. Newcastle, sunny and 35. Brisbane, partly cloudy and a top of 29. Cairns, shower or two and 31. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm with a top of 33. This has been SBS News. I'm Ben Madden.